Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County. Brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney joined today by Licking County Commissioners Rick Black and Tim Bubb. Cloudy skies, chance of rain throughout the day today, high near 78. Cloudy tonight, chance of showers. And then for Tuesday, partly sunny, chance of showers, high near 81. And commissioners, we're down here laughing, but you just got a taste of the guy down the hall. He come in talking about stuff, and then you saw him running down the hall. That's my life. I mean, I don't know what it looks is like for you guys over at the county administration building, but that was my life right there in a nutshell.
He's that all the time.
we lead an exciting life, too.
Yes. It is something else in this building. I can tell you that. All right, a lot going on in the and Commissioner Black, we'll get right to this. You sat down, you threw me a flyer here. Maybe talk a little bit about what's taking place.
Pro Arte Ohio, some people know it better as formerly the Lancaster Chorale, but it's a group of professional singers. They're going to be performing at Second Presbyterian Church on April 25th, is Saturday evening, 7 o'clock. It's a free program. There's no ticket sales, no donations. It's free to the public. We're doing it through our music endowment programs. But their program this year is called American Portrait. They're celebrating the nation's 250th birthday. They're going to have music, patriotic songs, American folk songs, American spirituals. It'll be an awesome program. We had them last year for a program, and it was outstanding. This one will be even better.
Now, are you involved in this at all?
I'm a spectator.
Okay.
I am a spectator.
Why don't you get up there and sing with them, Rick?
No. That would ruin the whole thing. But it's a great group of people, several of them I know personally. Great singers. They enjoy it. They sound awesome. It's a chance to hear some great music, great vocal music. It's probably the premier choral ensemble in Central Ohio. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely phenomenal group. And like I encourage you to come out on April 25th. It's a Saturday evening, 7 o'clock. I'm not aware of anything else going on in the community that much that would begin to rival this. This will be a fabulous program.
And it's all free?
It's
and
free.
Donations?
No donations. Like I said, we've got some endowment programs at the church for music programs for the public, and that's how we're going to do this one.
And again, you mentioned it's going to be kind of a patriotic theme, so that dovetails in nicely what I wanted to kick off the show today with was America's 250th. Boy, I'll tell you what, it seems like we've been talking about this for about a year or so now.
Well, here we are. We're here.
Right. Yeah.
We are in the year, and we get one shot at it.
Mm-hmm. So to talk a little bit about what are you guys, the commissioners, are doing before we bring Commissioner Bubb in, that kind of just to push it out there about the America's 250th.
There's all kinds of programs going on in the community this year. We're still doing the hunt through the county to find all the
passport
mm-hmm. things. There's programs, people in Newark are putting on programs, the Historical Society's doing programs, there's all kinds of programs this year. And just keep an eye on the media outlets and see what they, watch the announcements.
Yeah.
A lot of small community events, picnics, from family celebrations to community celebrations to a lot of things the Historical Alliance are doing. It's hard to capture it all. That there's a website that is talking about America's 250th, both statewide and locally, so you can kind of keep track of that. But the most important thing is whether you take part in a bigger thing or whether you do your own thing, it's just to take a moment to celebrate America's 250th this year. It's an important thing between now and July 4th, and really the celebration will continue through the end of the year.
Yeah, I know it's a year-long event. I get emails all the time. We're trying to push out for folks things that are taking place. Okay, comprehensive plan. I spoke with Dave Bibler, it was a couple weeks ago, at an event, and I said, what comprehensive plan? He goes, we're trying to get this taken care of. Maybe talk a little bit about this, and we were talking off the air about plans and that, the importance of this and what the county's trying to accomplish.
Let's not think about comprehensive plan as much as the townships have their own comprehensive plans and zoning. This is more like a coordinated effort between all the 25 townships in the county, encompassing the bigger, like like View Licking County with a big umbrella over it, and how do they all relate together? So we're going to try to, with this group that is working with Planning Next, to try to understand all the comprehensive plans, and the townships, of course, touch each other and how their plans interrelate. And this is kind of a best practice land use kind of approach to Licking County. A lot of stuff regarding economic development is regional and not just township-based, like highway and water and sewer and infrastructure, things like that. That it's bigger picture stuff. It's more than just a township or a community. It's regional. So that's really the approach. It's sort of an interactive kind of approach to land use planning, to look at the bigger picture where Licking County is at, and make some thoughtful commentary and decisions as to how maybe some of these things can happen to accommodate reasonable growth. So it's a thing the county can do that townships and small communities can't do, and that's put an umbrella over the whole county and take a look at the bigger picture and how we relate, and even how we relate to neighboring counties. It's just important that we have that look. We have, 40, 50 people involved from all over the county, along with probably the premier planning group in the country, Planning Next out of Columbus, involved. Over the next year, they'll be just taking a look at everything from the county airport to water and sewer, transportation. Transit's going to be part of that discussion. Regional stuff, the bigger picture stuff, how do you grow the county in a reasonable way and take care of people? And that's what this is about. So don't think of it as a comprehensive plan. Those are what the townships do. This is more of a bigger approach, sort of an interactive approach to how it all relates together and how we're going to grow together. And I think it's a great idea. Commissioner Flowers is involved and some others. Rick and I will be helping to the extent that we can. And we'll see a year from now what the result. I think next March we'll see what the results look like.
And we're not out to. We don't want the townships and the individual localities to feel like we're stepping on them. That's not the intention. It's just what can we do to help get them communicate between townships and so forth. You know, a plan is always subject to change. Maybe somebody will have something in one township that another township hadn't thought about, and they'll say, you know what, we want to look at that. And so it's just coordinate things, get them to talking together, communicating. So it's sort of, all working together to do what's best for the entire county.
Well, bigger picture things.
Yeah, bigger picture.
You know, it's working with the state. You know, we're kind of over data centered now in Ohio. So the question is, how much more of that can we accommodate in terms of the resources we have and the land resources? That's a good example, but passive solar. But as we talked about, transportation, infrastructure, things like that are regional, and they affect the whole county. And that's what we're taking a look at, sort of an update. And it's going to be a deep dive. And we'll see what the result is.
Will there be public input? Will there be meetings? So this is strictly...
Absolutely.
Folks hear these kind of things, and they're like, well, wait a minute. Am I going to be able to voice my opinion?
It won't be valid without community input on a variety of levels. So sure, absolutely. Well, Dave, we'd even like to know what your thoughts are.
No, you wouldn't want to know that. I guarantee you that. I like you guys, but...
You're the smartest guy in the room, Dave.
We
want your input as well, buddy.
Real quick... Are you hearing folks say we're losing a little bit of the rural aspect of the county? I mean, I know you just talked about the data centers and those kind of things. Are you hearing folks, are they coming to you and saying, hey, when you do this, please look at this?
Yeah, they are. They're concerned about losing the rural aspect. That's a genuine concern. But change is inevitable. It really is. But, here's a chance for us to all get together and try to do some planning, see what really is best for the communities, and take a long-range look at it.
You know better than I do. You're trying to get a lot of people under one, as you like to say, the umbrella. There's a lot of different opinions, Commissioner Bubb. I can't imagine. Are folks receptive? Are the township trustees? Commissioner Black talked about
some
it.
More than others.
Yeah.
Rick is right. The sort of a prevailing attitude. Don't change anything. Well, okay, but the world does change. We don't ride horses anymore. We don't make buggy whips anymore. We don't use Conestoga wagons. The world has really changed. Reach in your pocket and pull the phone out. And I mean, the world has changed in our lifetime, sitting right here in this room. This is, and you know, we all love the. It's kind of a magic thing to say rural Licking County. What does that really mean? Because this is not 1890s or 1910 Licking County, where you had the cities with the industry and everything else was rural and farmland. That's not true anymore. A majority of the people in Licking County live outside the cities. Slightly more than 50% live in the unincorporated areas. And the world has changed, and it'll continue to evolve. And you can stick your head in the ground and just pretend like nothing's changing or nothing will change, and it's just naive. Mm-hmm. But the idea behind this this sort of comprehensive land use looking thing is to kind of manage the change so that it's in our favor. Let's not just sort of obsess about rural Licking County. This is not the Great Plains, and not every ounce of Licking County is farmland anymore. Just go take a drive in your car. The world has changed, but that's okay, because I think we're doing pretty well, to be honest with you, in Licking mm-hmm. County. We haven't sold out. There is development, but it's it's in certain areas where. But also, development means we create opportunity, investment, and jobs. And by the way, for your kids and your grandkids and people like that, they need employment opportunities so they can live and prosper here. This is a team effort, and we kind of got to join hands and just move forward together and make good decisions. That's what the county commissioners try to do.
Before we take a break, I want to clear up something because there was an article in the Advocate, it was I think last week, talking about River Road closing. So I had somebody contact me and say, hey, did you know River Road is closing? I said, River Road is not closing. They're going to look at maybe bringing how it comes on to 16. Can you explain to folks? Because I don't know if they just mindset was like, oh my gosh, I just saw River Road was closing. And, I'm not saying it affects a lot of people, but...
It's always interesting. That's been a controversial intersection for a long time, because with the development of a 4-lane and soon to be a 6-lane highway, 3 in each direction there from New Albany to Granville, River Road is now Granville Township Road that intersects at kind of a critical spot just east of Route 37. And if you remember, a few years ago, there used to be a crossover to come out of River Road and go west. That was extremely dangerous. So they kind of put a wall of China there across there to stop that. And we're talking about public safety. You're all familiar, if you're headed east on Route 16, River Road veers off to the right, and right now you can exit off the berm lane. There is a turn lane there, and you can also re-enter Route 16 from River Road, and it's a convenience for a number of people that live there, but there are other ways in and out. And so as a matter of public safety, and also because of ODOT's vision to make Route 16 a little wider, you're going to see third lanes in each direction out of the median. It's going to become a more busy highway. It already is a busy highway, all right? And so the decision we have to make as county commissioners at the request of ODOT is, can we do a partial closing at River Road? What that would mean is, from a public safety standpoint with police and fire, we want the police and fire from Granville to still be able, and the sheriff, to still be able to come on Route 16 and turn right and go onto River Road, and because if your house is on fire, you need the medics, you need them right now. You can't go over the river and through the woods to get there. But there is a safety problem with people exiting River Road and turning right onto Route 16. It's a safety matter, and as that road becomes more busy than it already is and more crowded, they're saying, all right, let's compromise. And the Granville community has asked for this compromise, and ODOT has acquiesced to it, that basically they'll continue to allow a right turn from Route 16 onto River Road, gives you your public safety access and residential access. But if you want to get back onto 16, if approved by your county commissioners, later this month. Then we will close off the re-entry lane. Now, there won't be a re-entry lane back onto 16. You have to go back around through the neighborhood and take a different direction to get back out. Again, we talk about change. Change is hard. We've done this, had to do this in some other places as well, like on Crystal Hill Road and other places where old roads that were built 100 years ago when Model Ts and horses were running. Yeah, sometimes these roads were close together and not designed for safety. Well, we got people driving pretty fast now with big vehicles. And so, you know, this is all about public safety. I'm not prejudging it. I know Rick isn't, or Dwayne at Flowers. We're not prejudging it. We'll have a viewing out there on Tuesday. Is that the 28th of April? Tuesday the 28th?
Let's see. Yes, because tomorrow's the 14th, so two weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah. At 5 o'clock, we'll go out, we'll take a viewing, then we're going to have a hearing. And we're doing it in the evening for the convenience of all the residents out there from 6 to 8 o'clock that Tuesday evening. We'll be down at the county building. We're required to have a hearing. We want to have a hearing. We want to hear what people have to say. Anyone can come on the record and testify. You can come and testify, Dave, or come and cover it if you'd like. And then we'll hear what people have to say. They can also comment by email or send us a letter. We'll accept any commentary regarding the partial closing of River Road at Route 16. And then we've been asked, and we have a 30-day window to make a decision. In other words, we're petitioned, so it's not like something, well, let's get to it later. No, we've got a 30-day window, 30-day window to hear testimony, to consider, to deliberate among the commissioners and see what the right decision is. And then that following Thursday, the 30th, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll make a decision.
Yeah. Again, for folks who always say government doesn't move fast enough, this would be fast.
It's moving right along.
Yeah.
But this has been coming for a long time.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, ODOT has been planning the widening of Route 16 because of the volume for some time. This is related to that. It's sort of like the two bridges that took two years to widen over there. It's because they widened them to three lanes. So you could you can have a three-lane road, but the bridge is only two lanes wide. You got a problem. So they've already fixed that. So, I mean, this is moving toward three lanes. We don't have to make that closure. It's a public safety issue, and we'll hear testimony, and we'll see what we want to do. But I'm sure that the Ohio Department of Transportation will make an argument that it's in the best interest of the community to make a partial closure, still have access to River Road from 16. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But that's what's coming. So tell your folks, take a deep breath. And anybody can give us input on that, and we'd love to hear it. That's the fun of being a county commissioner. Sometimes we have to make decisions that does everyone love every decision we make?
No.
Well, my decisions, yes. Rick's, no.
We won't say anything about Dwayne.
But whatever. We'll do what we have to do, and we'll try to do it right.
Well, again, the person called and was just panicked. And I'm like, no. I think they just kind of first glance at that headline. And
you only hear what you hear.
That's why I'm glad you kept saying partial. I appreciate that. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Dave Doney, glad you could join me on this Monday morning. Cloudy skies, could see some showers throughout the day, high right around 78, then clouds and rain tonight, and for Tuesday, partly sunny, chance of showers, high near 81. Our guests are Licking County Commissioners Rick Black and Tim Bubb. And Commissioner Bubb, it's how apropos. We just heard a Licking County Transit commercial. Boy, I'll tell you what. And if you were at the United Way breakfast the other day, I was not there, but they talked about a gentleman. He won the Hope Award. Jeff Clemens, I believe his name was. Guy would walk 2.5 miles back and forth, or 2.5 hours he'd have to walk to get to work and then to get home. And now you have transit. Those are just some of the stories of how this has impacted people's
driving,
lives.
Driving here this morning, I went past two bus stops. There were people waiting at both bus stops. They looked like students waiting for a ride this morning. That's possibilities and taking care of Licking County. That's what the commissioners are about. That's why we have expanded transit and brought in great people to start circulator routes along with on-demand. We want to expand transit countywide. We want to reach toward Etna and Pataskal and Alexandria and Johnstown with these special routes and many directions. And it's just a matter of funding. And we have a very small issue on the ballot coming up. The voting's underway, by the way. Mm-hmm. You can vote in person right now. You can request an absentee. People are voting at home. More than 1,000 have already received their ballots. And we need you to think seriously about public transit and taking care of our greater community. I've said it on this radio station before. It's all fun and games if you've got a ride. But if to get to medical, to get to the store, to get to work, to get to school, for any number of things, if you don't have a way to get there, you're either walking, riding a bike, or you don't go, or you're isolated. And that's what we're trying to do, is make public transit even more accessible in Licking County. We're growing it. We're going to grow it some more. We need support on this primary election ballot for Yes Transit to make that happen. And I hope people will seriously look at the issues, look at the possibilities, and give us that support, because we are only as strong as the weakest in this community, in this county. And by isolating seniors who can't drive anymore, or people who don't have a car or whatever, we're removing opportunity. And we're a poor community for it. Yep. And we're a better community if we give people the critical rides they need so they can be cared. The bottom line is, it's just like getting to medical care. If you can get to the hospital and all the doctor's offices and places, and you can prolong your life and make your life healthy and better and work and be productive, it's better than if you're isolated and your health issues go down the drain.
Yep.
I mean, this is like life and death stuff. And it's that important. It's that important that you vote yes for transit. I can't say it any more strongly than that.
Yeah,
you
know, I know. Go ahead.
These deviated routes, they have been so successful, just far more successful than any of us anticipated. Last month, we provided over 15,000 rides. That's just...
Critical rides.
Critical rides. Like you said, the people getting to work, people getting to medical care.
To dialysis.
Yeah, dialysis, that sort of thing.
We're talking about life and death stuff here.
Yeah, taking grocery care shopping. Of I don't know how many times I've seen people standing around, especially at 21st Street, kind of waiting on them. They got their bags of groceries and
stuff. You're a senior and you're isolated. You still need food.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure some people out there listening are saying, oh, yeah, rides are just a luxury. No, it's not a luxury. This public transit is not a luxury. It's a part of a good community getting better. And it's the bottom line. This is real important stuff. And Yes Transit, you're seeing the signs around, and we're talking about it. And what we're trying to do is also fight voter apathy. I'm just going to say it right here. This is an off-year election, and it's a primary election, and maybe only 30% of the people will vote. Well, I can't do anything about that. I wish 100% would vote, but to the 30% of the people who are going to vote, think seriously about this issue and consider making a mark in favor of Yes Transit, because you're going to make the big difference in the lives of a lot of people for years to come if you support this.
Yeah, and again, however people vote, just be aware of it, be educated on it. We're going to have Matt Allison in here on Wednesday, and he's really going to break it down. I'm glad you did a little bit, Commissioner Black, about the numbers. Just be educated about
it. Be educated.
That's all.
It's such a small tax. Such a small tax.
Well, I see. And again, I don't mean to cut you. But see, I told folks, don't ever say, because what's small to you and I can be large to someone else. So that's why I'm like, just, you know, be educated on it.
Be educated.
That's all. That's
look,
all I
look
ask.
It's done so much good for this community. It has done so much good. There are so many people, they are now mobile, and they weren't before.
Well, you say tax, just to be very clear, this is not a property tax.
Nope.
It doesn't affect
it's
your property
tax.
Or income tax. This is a 1/15 of a penny and a half on the sales and use tax. If you go out this morning and buy your latte and a muffin for $10, the implication is 1.5 pennies. Yep. That's that small, but because you take it countywide and everyone participates in a very small percentage, that you, your neighbors, your friends, your relatives benefit from it. And the dividends it will pay for our community are huge. So just think of it that way.
Early voting, we mentioned that. Ongoing now.
Ongoing right now.
Get on the Board of Elections website. I keep an eye on that. And here's the other thing. It's important to remember. No ballots after Election Day. Yeah. You got to get them in.
You got to get them in before Election Day.
On that day.
Yep,
don't think, there's
a deadline.
Postmarked by that day. If they're absentees.
Yes.
And those are the ones where they send the ballot to your home, you fill it out and mail it back. Just don't procrastinate. Just do it. Vote yes for transit and send it back. It's that easy. I just talked to a lady who just did that. And but as far as in-person voting, right through Sunday before the election, you can come downtown to the County Building Board of Elections during the day and vote and take care of your voting right now. So if you don't think you're going to be available on Election Day, May 5th, vote early.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the facetious one, say vote early and vote often. That's Chicago. But vote once and come on down and do it because it's important. And by the way, coming up later this month, we've got a new corporate partner in our community. It's actually a European and a world-based company that makes coatings called Kansai Helios. And they're mostly known, they're the second largest maker of coatings in the world, but they're not number one in North America. Well, they're working on that. They looked around the country at eight communities 2 years ago, and of all places, they came to Licking County. They saw a huge $250,000 industrial plant up in the Johnstown Industrial Park that was empty. They bought it. They have moved equipment from Europe over here. They are starting to make coatings. They are employing people. The county has helped them to find the good workforce for this. And later this month, we're going to go up and cut the ribbon with the good folks from Europe and others. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of it had to do with tariffs. By moving some of their operations to North America from Europe and making products that they sell in North America, the tariff thing was an important consideration for them. And by the way, they thought Licking County was just a great community to open their first North American plant in. And it's literally been underway. Rick and I have been up there. We watched them putting the equipment in last year. And they will be in production. And there's a nice open house up in Johnstown coming up later this month just to allow people to come and see it and cut a ribbon on the 30th of April.
Yep.
Kansai Helios in the Industrial Park in Johnstown. Welcome to our community. This is a great place to do business. And this is not a data center or anything else. This is a manufacturing plant that makes things that they'll sell and employ people. And that's what we love.
And then finally, you touched on that. It just happened to work out that we're all wearing something blue today. National Child Abuse Prevention Awareness. I see it. Well, the little badge right there on your polo, it is just a little reminder for folks what this is all about and the wonderful work that the folks are doing here in Licking County to help kids in need. So appreciate that.
If you see something, say something.
Yep. And the other thing before I let you go, National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. Those folks at 911, you know especially because of your health issues, but the hard work that those folks
are
doing.
Talking Rick here.
Well, you're getting old, that's for
the
sure.
The first of the first responders are the people on the other end of the phone when you dial 911. But when you dial 911, you're not talking to the policeman or you're not talking to the medic yet. You're talking to the first responders, the dispatchers, the people who counsel you. Take your call on the worst day of your life when you're in a panic. They're gathering your information, and they're automatically sending you help.
Yep.
Show tremendous regard and thoughtfulness for the first of the first responders because they're the ones on the front line when you need help.
Yep, and they do a wonderful job.
They do a great
job. Testament is how they helped you when you had your health issues.
Yep.
So just remember that, folks. It's a hard, demanding job, but they do it. Folks want your newsletter. How do they get it, Commissioner Bubb?
Well, just call me up. Call me down at the county building. Our emails and our phones are on the internet. It's easy. The county commissioner's office is 670-5110, 670-5110. Just call down there and ask for me or throw it on the voicemail. Give me your address. Give me your email address, and we'll fix you right up.
Very good. I appreciate, as always, the both of you coming in. Again, Licking County Commissioners Rick Black and Tim Bubb. Be sure to join us on Wednesday as our guest will be, as I mentioned already, Matt Allison, Executive Director of Licking County Transit. That's on Wednesday's Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Transit.